Mesechta Baba Metzia, Da Pizai Nomad Beis, page 87, side B. Continuing the Mishnah, Besho She'ein Gemar Melocha. If it's not at the time that you're finishing the work, as for example, a person who is taking away the bad fruits, or V'betolush min hakarka, and if you are working, if in detached from the ground, me'achar shenigmar melachtoy, after the time of which the work has been completed, that you already chay v'maiser n'chala, or v'dover she'in gedule min ha'oretz, or if you're occupying yourself with something that doesn't grow from the ground, as milking a cow and similar, all in these cases, the worker cannot eat. This is the Mishnah. Now do the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, minoha nimili. How do we know that the eating is only allowed by a worker when he is occupied in the time that it's connected to the ground, at the time that he is finishing the work? The malach, gemar malach, the ksiv, detaching the from the ground. Ksiv, it says in Devarim Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hey, ki sovoi bikerem reyecha v'achalta. And then it says, you come to the orchard of your friend and then you will eat the grapes. So we're talking about a worker who is occupied in the end of the grapes when they're finished. Because it says in the Pasuk, v'el kelicha. So from here it appears that it's a time that the fruits are placed in the vessel of the balabais, and over there we're saying that you can go ahead and eat that. So the Gemara Ashkichon Kerem, we find this halacha by a kerem, but kol milim inolon. How does the Mishnah know that all growing things of the ground, the halacha is so? The Gemara answers, Gamrinon mikerem. Because we learned this from the kerem. Ma kerem miyuchad. Dovah shigidu lekarka, just like a kerem is unique. That it's something that grows from the ground. V'bishaz gemar malacha poilechoboy. And the Torah allows the worker to eat there when the work is being finished, when you're collecting the fruit of the detaching them, I've called dover, shigidu lekarka, bishaz gemar malachta poilechoboy. So also all items which grow from the ground, the halacha is that at the time that you're finishing the work, the worker can eat it. So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara pushes off and says no. Maybe malicherem. Why did the Torah be strict with kerem? For the owners that they have to feed the worker. Shekhen chai boi leilo is because over there you are also obligated to leave the small clusters for the poor people. So maybe only over there the Torah was strict also with regards to allowing a worker to eat over there. How do we know that about other growing things which are exempt from leaving the small fruits that the worker should be allowed to eat over there too? And the Gemara answers, Gamrinon mikomo. We learn it also from koma, from grain, in which a worker is permitted to eat at the end of the work. Where do we know that the koma is permissible at the time that you finish the work? The ksiv, because the pasuk says in the Devarim Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Vav, Kisov, v'yibikom asriyecho, v'kotavtum lilz b'yodecho. When you come into the standing stalks in your friend's field, and you will cut off melilos biyadecha with your hand, you can take those the grains. But v'chermesh l'zom kom reyecha, the pasuk continues there. So we see that the pasuk is talking at the time of cut, because it's cutting, because it's talking about chermesh. You cannot use a sickle, which is at the time that you're ending the work of the Mechubar Lakarka. So the Gemara still says, but how could we learn not from Koma, Malakoma, Shekein Chayev is Bechalo? The Torah has a stringency for the Koma, for the standing grain, by separating Chalo. How do we know by other growing things that the Torah did not obligate them to give Chalo? How does the Torah, how do we know the Torah allowed for the workers to eat? The Gemara, my, the high, So how do we know that Taka, maybe this Kama isn't talking about only one is Chai V'Chala? You're asking now maybe only the Chala one. How do we know that it's from the five types of grain? Because only the five types of grain are obligated in Chala. Maybe the Torah is saying by all commas, whether you're Chai V'Chala or not, that a worker can eat it. So if you have a comma, say, of legumes, of kidneys, which is exempt from challah, and you would still be allowed to eat over there. Maybe that's what Tosig is talking about, and then we can learn anything that grows from the ground, even those that are exempt from challah, a worker is allowed to eat. The Gemara says, Asya comma comma. We have a gzir shava comma comma. Ksiv hachi kisave bekomma sereyecho. Here the verse says, when you come to the standing grain by your friend, uksiv hosam, and with regards to the yant of shavuos. In Dvorik, Perik Tazayim, Posik Taz, it says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. It says, Shiva Shavuos Tisperloch, count 7 weeks from when you begin the sickle to the Koma, which means from the time that you cut the barley for the Omer Mincha. Mahosom Koma, Dimachaiva Bachalo. Just like over there, the Koma is talking about that is Chai Bachalo, because the Omer comes only from barley, Af Hochanami. So here, when we're talking about when the workers are eating, it's talking about Koma, Dimachaiva Bachalo, a raised. That is Chai V'Challah. So, therefore, Ikele Michrach, so therefore we can challenge if it means Challah, a grain, the Pasuk is talking about, that the worker eats, the poil eats in that place where there is a Chiv Challah, so then we don't know for all Gilul Karka, because we can challenge and we can say, Malakoma, Shekein Chai V'Challah, this comma the Torah allows, the Torah is stringent because it's Chai V'Challah, so maybe over there the worker can eat, but not other things that grow from the ground. So the Gemara says, Kerem Yuchiyach. Kerem will prove to you, because a Kerem is exempt from Chalo, and the worker is allowed to eat. And if you're going to push away Malik Kerem, Shekin Chai Belelus, that Kerem maybe is more Chomer, because it's obligated to give the small fruits, Kama Techiyach, then Kama will prove that you don't have to give a Lelus, and a worker can eat. Chozer Adin. So we go back with the Halacha to learn out for all other Gedule Karka, because the stringency of the Kerem is not the same as the stringency of the Koma, because this one is Chayiv Belelis, the Kerem, and the grain is Chayiv in Chalo. So different. So it seems, so it's evident that it's not the stringency that causes the that would allow the worker to eat, but that's how the Shavu Shabbat. It's the common denominator amongst this case, Shekein Dover, Shegidule Karka, Vibishas Gemar Melocha Poel Echelboy. So it's the main thing is, the common denominator is that it is at the time when you finish the job, you're detaching it from the ground, that's when the worker can eat it. So from this we learn, therefore, I've called Dover, Shegidule Karka, Vibishas Gemar Melocha Poel Echelboy. Everything that grows from the ground, at the time that you're finishing the job, the worker can eat. So the Gemara is a Marla Tzad Hashava Shabahem, Sheken Yerimem Tzad L'Mizbeyach. But there's a common denominator by the Kerem and the Koma, because there is a possibility to bring it to Mizbeach, because the orchard is fit for the libation of wine, the Kerem, you can bring from the grapes. And a Koma can be brought, the barley for Menachas. Also Nami, we can also learn Zayis, the olive, the Isbei, Tzad Mizbeach, over there you can also get it to the Mizbeach, because you can bring oils for the Menachas. But how do you learn out all other growing things? So the Gemara said, the Zayis Bameha Tzad Osi, this that you're trying to learn, you mentioned that the eating of the worker in the olive comes because we have the Meha Tzad, Ogufei Kerem. That itself is called an orchard. The ksiv, because the pasuk in Shevet Zvav he says, "Vayiva vayaver megodish vat komo vat kerem zayis," and he burned from a godish to a komo until the orchard of olives. So we see that it's included in the pasuk kisav bekerem reecha, which allows the worker to eat. The Gemara says, "Rapapa kerem zayis ikre." But kerem stam lo ikre. You can call it an orchard of an olive, but you cannot call it just a kerem stam. But the Gemara says mekomo kem kashya, but we still have a question. How could you learn from a kerem nekome all the other things that grow from the ground, which are not fit for the Mizbeach? Elomar Shmuel, but rather Shmuel says Amakra. The Pasuk says in Devarim Perichov Gil Pasukhovov with regards to the eating of the worker, Verchermesh. And a sickle, the Pasuk says, Leson of Akomes Recha. Don't raise on the stalk of your friend. So the word Verchermesh, Lerabes Kol Bal Lechermesh. That includes all growing things that you use a chermesh from, anything you use a sickle from, that's included. But we need this word v'chermesh, that only b'shas chermesh echel, when the time of cutting is you allowed to eat, as we said before, only b'gmar malocha. But shaloi b'shas chermesh, not during the time of cutting, as the time, let's say, when you are weeding or doing other work over there, loy techel, then you can't eat. The Gemara says, ahi, this halacha that the payil, the worker can only eat at the time that you're cutting, comes from the verse, v'al kelichel lisitet, nafka. You shouldn't give it into your vessels. That means that he can only eat at the time that he's occupied in putting the fruit into the vessels of the owner, which is the Gemara Malacha. And therefore, we have the pasuk v'chermesh to teach us that also all other growing of the ground are permitted to be eaten by the worker. Frag the Gemara, Tainach, that we understand, we can learn from the word chermesh, the bar chermesh, that they are fit to be cut with a chermesh, that you can eat it. But the labar chermesh, but those things that you're not, we use a sickle, minolon, how do we know? Because you can, they're not included in the chermesh. So you know, for legumes, these things like that, but how are we going to know, like for olives and dates? And the word says, Elam Rab Yitzchok, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says with regards to the union of the worker, it says, Koma, the rabbis call Balei Koma, this is including all Balei Koma. Frag the Gemara asks now, how could you say that the koma is l'rabbis kol balei koma, anything that grows from the ground? But earlier we said that we used the gzeira shava of koma koma from the Omer that was talking about the mechayv mechalo, about a koma which is chayv mechalo, and we can't learn from koma all things that grow from the ground. And the Gemara answers, honemili mekama denesa chermesh. Before we brought the teaching of the word chermesh, we take said that koma meant only that, only chala, only those items that are chay b'chala. But hash to the os chermesh. Now that the chermesh comes and is rabbi called var chermesh, that includes everything that is used by a sickle, which is, for example, like kidneys, not only chala. Even if it's not chay b'chala, so koma lomuli. So now, why do we need the pasuk koma? So we're not excluding a grain which is not chay b'chala. So it's l'rabbis kol balei koma. This is coming to include all standing thing, which means everything that grows from the ground. Now that we learn now the halacha that a worker can eat all kinds of growing things from the ground, from the word chermesh and koma, so the pasuk in Devarim Perichov Gil Pasukhavov, Kisovei Bikerem Reyecha Lomali. Why do we need the pasuk that when you come to the orchard of your friend, why do we need that pasuk to teach us? Lil Choisov, to teach us the halachas of itself. Tanya, we learned in the Braise, as we expound the pasuk, Kisovei Nemar Kan Biov, here it says, you come, Venemar Lahalon. And in Dvorim Perichov Dalet Zvov, it says v'leisovei olav Hashemesh. It says b'yoyim etitin zchor. It says v'leisovei shall not come up. It said the sun on him, which is also a language of bia. Malahal bepoil hakosu medaber. Just like over there, it's talking about a worker. Avkam bepoil hakosu medaber. We're talking about a worker, not just anybody entering the orchard of his friend. And bekerem re'echo, it says the orchard of your friend. The second next is kizov bekerem re'echo. We learn that only if it's a kerem, an orchard of a yid, of reyecha, over there, v'kalich l'sitein, v'loy b'kerem kusi, so over there, you can even put into your kelim. So b'kerem reyecha, it says, v'kalich l'sitein, don't give in your kelim, but by the kusi, you can even put in your kelim. Freddy Gemara, honich l'mandomar gezel kusi osur, it would only make sense according to the one that says stealing from a kusi is prohibited. That's why we need a pasuk to allow it, a poyel to put into his kelim that he is allowed. The opinion that holds that stealing from the kusi is permissible, so why do we need a pasuk? If you're allowed to even steal, so poyel mibayi, so in the case when a poyel is putting in his kelim, do we need to tell you that it's okay? The Gemara answers, Moikim lo take, that person will interpret the drasha only b'kedem re'echa, v'lo yishol hekdesh, that only allowed to eat in your friend's orchard, but not in the orchard of hekdesh. Further, the psukim, we're going to learn the rest of the chidushim from all the possible. Chalta v'lo yimotzitz. You eat, but not to suck out the liquid that's in the fruit and to throw it out, the rest. From Anovim, we expound that you're allowed to eat them by themselves, but not to eat the grapes with other things, like to dip them into salt in order to sweeten their taste. So you can eat a lot of them. Kinaf Shecho, you're not allowed to do that. So only the grapes themselves. Kinaf Shecho, we can expound. Kinefesh Shel Bal Habayis, Koch Nafsho Shel Poyel. Just as the soul of the owner, so is the soul of the worker. Ma'am nafshecha, just like the soul of the owner. Oichel, that if he eats before he finishes the work, potter, he's exempt from giving ma'aser, af nafshecha poil, oichel potter. So the poil can also eat and be exempt from ma'aser. He's not considered like a buyer who's obligated to ma'aser even before the melach has been completed. And then it says further in Pasuk Sovecha. So here we can expound that the permissible for eating was permissible, but only what satisfies you. Not if you're already satisfied and you're eating, pushing yourself, then you can't. And from there we expound that only only at the time that you give it to the vessel of the balabais, which is the end of the work, by these things that are connected to the ground, then you can eat. But when you are not putting it into the vessel of the balabais, but you're occupied yourself with the weeding or other kind of work, then you can't eat. Omar Rabbi Yanai, says Rabbi Yanai, ain't a tevel mischayv b'maiser, that tevel would not be mechuy b'maiser even after it's completed its work.